Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Big decision today in Washington, D.C. Supreme Court 6-3 in favor of keeping the subsidies, a big part of Obamacare. A lot of reaction to that, including from the Supreme Court justices themselves and the main opponents and detractors, too. How about you, America? On board with the decision, or think it's an awful, awful blow to what could have been a major change? And legislatively, there have been over 70 challenges. Republicans have tried and have failed to change the Affordable Care Act. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE, if you want to weigh in right off the bat. We'll dive deeper into that and talk about what Justice Scalia had to say. He was the most vocal, the most, I think, upset over what ultimately was the majority decision. Another big decision coming down the pike, same-sex marriage. We'll know about that heading into the weekend. So tracking the top cases, this was certainly one that was highly anticipated, and many who were handicapping it did not expect for it to go in this direction, expecting instead that it would go the opposite way. So for the president, it was a banner day, and he took the opportunity to hold court in D.C., a big, big victory on the tax subsidies, and 6 million people as well who rely on the subsidies, excited, while so many others are concerned about the premiums and ultimately what happens on the exchanges when you marry the healthy with the elderly and the healthy decide they can't keep paying the higher premiums and bail. Then you got a real big problem. Then you got a super big problem with what do you do next? And I think that's where we end up no matter what. Whatever's happened with the Supreme Court ruling, where we end up just because of the numbers is in a different situation, because who ultimately is going to pay for this? This is why with these challenges, so many thought, okay, if you don't go in this direction and you start to change things, then what is going to ultimately happen is you will have a single-payer system. So Chief Justice John Roberts sent a pretty strong message that people looking to dismantle the health law should probably go away because it's not happening on his watch. He's not going to let that happen. And it was what you saw at the Supreme Court, what you saw happening outside of the Supreme Court was wild, because you had interns running, looking like they were running a marathon in their dresses and in their suit and ties with the decision that the court is not going to make the Affordable Care Act go away. But the litigation is still hanging out there. With the size, with the complexity, with all of that, of course you're going to have that happen. And there's going to be more challenges along the way, too. So the interpretation this time, 6-3, Roberts rescuing Obamacare again, because really it was Chief Justice Roberts that put the final stake in we're killing the subsidies. In fact, Roberts said, unlike Congress, which passed the law in 2010, we have not been chosen by the people. We are not politically accountable to them. We are not politically accountable. Justices Antonin Scalia, Clarence Thomas, Sam Alito, in their dissent, said Congress wrote the law as it did to lure states into establishing their own health exchanges or marketplaces. Scalia said lawmakers have to live with the law they wrote or fix it themselves. Said that it's up to Congress to design its laws with care, and it's up to the people to hold them accountable if they fail to carry out that responsibility. But he did have the line of the day. Scalia said that the law should be called SCOTUS care rather than Obamacare. And really, you got some grins. It was pretty clear 4 months ago when we were in D.C. The case was argued for 80 minutes inside a jam-packed court chamber, that the key votes were always going to come down to Roberts and Kennedy, and it did come down to Roberts and Kennedy again. And they didn't go the way so many had hoped that were watching this from the sidelines. Congress, Roberts said, passed the Affordable Care Act to improve health insurance markets, not to destroy them. Not to destroy them. He emphasized that several times, that it was not, that was not the deal. It was not going to happen. So how about that? You know, it's interesting, too, because in 2012, if you remember, for Kennedy, he was on the other side. He was willing to declare the 906-page law unconstitutional. So Roberts has been the rescuer twice. He was the lone wolf the last time, but this time he was the guy who pulled it in. So how about that? And, you know, he just went through the main themes as he talked about the Affordable Care Act. Bottom line is, it survives the challenge 6-3. 6-3. First time, the second time around for Justice Roberts. So fair or foul, America, how do you feel about it? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Landmark case. And what a year it's been for the Supreme Court. 6 cases will come down by Monday. 6 different cases, same-sex marriage being probably the next thing that we see. Probably the next thing. A couple of other things, believe it or not, going on around the country besides the legal challenges ahead for Obamacare and upholding the subsidies. The search is still on for the two escapees in New York. As much as witnesses have thought they've seen them, there has been ultimately there has been no capture of these two murderers who got help from apparently two guards and somebody else who worked in the prison. And the stories are mind-blowing of how they got the tools, put them in the meat, did other things to ultimately dig their way out. I mean, you can't write this stuff. The saying, stranger than fiction. Stay with us. We're talking about the Confederate flag and that image as the controversy continues to swirl.
855-266-5283. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We the people people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Shaking America, Kate Delaney America tonight. Hook up with us at americatonight.com or dial these digits. I know your eyeballs are wide open. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. You probably were blown wide open earlier in the day when you heard the Supreme Court decision. Either you were crying tears of happiness or tears of pain. Either way, there is no way you cannot have an opinion on this latest challenge to the subsidy portion of Obamacare. Absolutely. What a crazy week when we talk about the Confederate flag and images, really the images, since June 17th when you had that horrific attack at the historic black church in Charleston, South Carolina. It's been all Confederate flag bashing all the time. The white suspect, Dylan Roof, posed in lots of pictures with Confederate flags, and I think this made it hit home even more for a lot of people. So you have states across the board who are discussing what they're taking down, what are they doing. You have national retailers who are trashing all their Confederate lines, saying, forget it, we're not going to do it. And shoppers might have to really poke around if they want to find anything with the Confederate battle flag. Certainly at Walmart, Sears, Amazon, they're not doing it. But trust me, you can find the kitsch stuff. I read something today where they were talking about Ocean City, the Ocean City Boardwalk in Maryland. Guarantee you can find it there, whether it's bumper stickers or beach towels or, you know, whatever. In fact, they talked to someone who runs a shop, and the person running the shop, called Boardwalk Empire, said that they get about 5 requests a day for something with the flag. And they felt, and of course they're going to say this, that it was just associated with being American. And of course the person who runs the shop is an Israeli who is taking her American citizenship test this week. So how about that? Kind of a wild twist that they picked her for an interview, something that I had read. So in South Carolina, Governor Nikki Haley called for the removal of the Confederate flag from the State House grounds. We know that early in the week we discussed that. Other states are now jumping on the bandwagon since South Carolina did that. You have some people protesting. You have the sons of Confederate veterans in the state of Alabama who have been parading flags on the state capitol grounds in Montgomery, Alabama, after a bunch of flags were removed from the memorial they have there on Wednesday. They were pulled out. In Florida, Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward asked the staff to replace the Confederate Stars and Bars flag used in the displays with the flag of the state of Florida. They were removed in front of City Hall. And of course, the five-flag display at the foot of the Pensacola Bay Bridge, the post office, and golf course, all of that did the same thing. In Mississippi, where there was a petition circulating last weekend with calls to replace the state flag, one of the lawmakers has called for the removal of the flag from the state's license plates following the Supreme Court ruling last week that Texas can deny applications for specialty license plates featuring the Confederate banner. In Virginia, later this year, custom license plates no longer show that symbol. No longer show it. And last week, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan announced he would take action to pull Sons of Confederate Veterans license plates. And they're trying to recall the 175 already in circulation. How about that? In Louisiana, Shreveport's NAACP branch and the National Action Network are calling for the relocation of a Confederate monument at the courthouse. The last Confederate flag has four generals of the Confederacy and a Confederate soldier. So they said, somebody was saying, we shouldn't have a statue like that in a place where people have to walk by on their way to plead a case or face a judge. And on the stories go. Banning images at state fairs, retailers that I already mentioned, and on and on. What's interesting is the military is okay with a Confederate flag for now. But if you think about it, with the military, I mean, this was the war, right? And so this was part of the war, a war symbol, I guess, perhaps. So while all of that's happening, the Defense Department, which enforces strict policies that forbids hate speech and inappropriate tattoos and all that kind of stuff. But they're making no moves, no gestures toward getting rid of them. You know, Military Times is the magazine of record, paper of record. They're saying that, no, there's no move to have that happen at this point. But they say it's not something the department's reviewing, and it's pretty clear on everything else, but we're not looking at that because we're looking at the flag's historical significance within the military. The Civil War and the decades leading up to it was a difficult period. That's what he said during an interview, General Daniel Allen. So that's, he's saying, yeah, one of our greatest military generals, he says, in the history of our nation was Robert E. Lee. And he said, at Army posts throughout the country, there are thousands of battle pictures of Grant and Lee going up against each other with their flags, saying that Lee's Union counterpart, Ulysses Grant, who became the president, you know, that this, here's the thing, this is, you know, we're not going to take that away. So I guess it is pretty complex for the military in dealing with it. Because of the Civil War and the symbol that means. What does the symbol mean? Here's the bottom line. I guess if you want to get something with the Confederate flag on it, you can probably find it somewhere. It's just not going to be quite as easy as it was. And if you look at the statistics from the Department of Defense, 40% of all military recruits come from the South. By comparison, fewer than 15% are from the Northeast. And, of course, military facilities are pretty much everywhere in the South. One-third of the nation's troops are based in Virginia, Texas, North Carolina, and Georgia. So you can see why Army National Guard units in southern states embrace the whole Civil War legacy. And it's not necessarily the same meaning for them. But if the military says this, we can't do this, then that would, of course, change that. And perhaps they would stop doing it. But I'm thinking of old flags I've seen and pieces of history, and I can't imagine. Like, for example, they've got a flag from the Confederate ship, the CSS Hampton, and it's at the Hampton Roads Naval Museum in Norfolk, Virginia, and that's not going down. I mean, it was on this Confederate ship, and you can see how old it is, and there's just no way that they're not going to remove that. So lots of reaction in the 140-character world to the Confederate flag from retailers and from others who are banning the use of rebel flags and trying to go one step further and looking at Confederate generals and people that were heavily influential, we'll call them, in the Civil War, of having whatever it is they're attached to replaced, taken away from courthouses and all of that. And I think that trend continues because it's an easy bandwagon to jump on now that so many others have tread in that direction. So it's not a shocker. Much easier to fulfill that when you have backing versus you're the lone person standing out there trying to get people to pay attention to what you're saying. By the way, coming up on America Tonight, a little sports shorts mixed in with other odds and ends. Because believe it or not, if you're an NBA fan, we had this little thing called the draft. And who went first in the draft? We'll definitely talk about it. The Knicks fans weren't happy. Let's say that they booed. They were merciless. They didn't like their choice. Stay with us.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Rule must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mort, could we have an arpeggio, please? It's a thing. I've got run on the keys. Up, up.
Oh,
and the other one is a, I don't know. What the other one is. There's no business.
Yeah.
Like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling. Sing it up, oh. You are stealing.
I love that rendition. There is no business like show business. That's why we get sucked into the movies, isn't it? We want to escape. So, when you have a popular movie, what do? You quickly churn out a part two. How about a bear drinking a beer with his buddy who used to dance around in his underwear as Marky Mark? Mark Wahlberg again returning with Ted 2. Here's a sneak.
Happily ever after only exists in fairy tales. Yet a talking teddy bear is about to marry his girlfriend.
I now pronounce you teddy bear and wife. May kiss the bear.
Proving that Americans don't give a crap about anything.
So I got some big news.
Tammy Lynn and I are going to have a baby.
That's awesome. Wait, how do you guys...
We need a sperm donor.
What is that? What are you doing?
Getting ready, dude.
What are you getting ready? What are you doing with your hand?
I'm doing this for you, so when I get in, I can just bust it out.
What do you think you are, Red Lobster?
Hey, Johnny, you did it!
Right here, buddy. Catch.
What the? Dude, that's somebody's kid.
Dude, it's my eyes! I'm blinking it in!
Oh, wait, wait, wait. I'm going to take a picture and post it on Facebook.
What?
Hashtag Grr Monday.
Help me!
Oh my God, Teddy, look at this. It says if we want to have a baby, you're going to have to prove you're a person in a court of law.
This is a nightmare.
We got to fight it. We'll get a lawyer and we'll sue the government for your civil rights.
I'm Samantha Jackson.
Must be Ted.
Yeah, Samantha Jackson. What's your middle name?
Leslie.
Oh my God, you're Sam L. Jackson.
That's great. I mean, just like Sam L. Jackson.
Who is that?
You ever seen any movie ever? He's the black guy.
They denied you the same rights as everybody else just because you're different.
Can you get me my life back?
Ted, do you believe you have a soul?
What did you think I would do at this moment?
Objection.
Overruled. You want to be human in the eyes of the law. The important thing about being human is making a contribution to society.
Where the hell's my coffee? You're not building rockets? Figure it out!
A prick. $20 I can toss a cookie crisp into that guy's crack.
Do it.
I'm gonna do it.
My God! Who did that?
Oh.
Sir, I apologize for my 5-year-old child. Bad boy. You sit there and eat your fish nuggets.
Fishy nuggets.
I'm going to ask you a few test questions. Are you ready?
Yep, bring it on.
Do you consider yourself to be human?
Objection. The same.
No, the witness can't object.
Overruled.
Sidebar.
Guilty.
Speculation.
Here, stay.
Bailiff.
Briefcase.
Disregard.
In my chamber.
Stop Beaver on the witness.
Arrest.
We could totally be lawyers.
Thanks.
All right, there's some funny things to this. This is a guy's movie. You all know it. I think there was some clever writing in it. The first one was okay. My nephew asked me a million times if I really liked Ted, and I really like to watch with him, so I'll do it. But I don't know that this would be super high on my list. Now, another movie, because I like dogs, right, is this movie called Max, which I have seen so many times. When I've watched whatever it is, Shark Tank or something on the History Channel or some news nonsense, I've seen so many trailers for Max. I gotta believe that people, families, are gonna go and see this movie, so check it out.
What's this to stay put?
Nose of a dog, the heart of a Marine, sounds like a hero to me.
They're so proud of you both.
Oh, you hear that, Max? Say hi.
Come say goodbye to your brother, Justin.
Leave him be. I'm just over here dealing with a minor insurgency. He's trying to save the whole universe.
I thought I was going to stay at work this morning, 8 a.m. and waste my summer.
Ted, what are they doing here?
Max bonded so closely with Kyle, he can't work with anyone else.
Are you sure you want to do this?
I gotta go take care of that dog. Won't let me touch him.
I can come over and show you a few tricks.
Ooh. Max just has to know that you want him.
Sorry.
So was Max like a bad dog?
Max was as good a dog as ever passed through this facility.
Animals can come down with post-traumatic stress, the same as people can.
Max, it's okay, it's okay.
But now I tell a single truth.
Yeah, boy.
I hate you in everything I do.
I wouldn't tell you how sorry I am. Dog was the best friend that I ever had.
Tyler's someone you should stay away from. I'm talking about some bad business here.
Your brother always wanted to be a hero. Look where it got him. What do you got in those crates?
Dad's left a really weird message and disappeared.
Well, let's do this.
Max, go search.
It's just a kid and his dog out there. Let's go.
I'm not going to leave here without my dad.
We got the Air Jordan of dogs here, man.
You want me to stay?
fall asleep.
You've been out here all night?
I don't want to talk about it.
All right, so this looks like a really good movie, a tearjerker movie. It's good for the family. Thomas Hayden Church is in it, which I love him. He's super funny, and this is, I think he's a little more serious. And it's a clever, clever theme, I think, to it. And it incorporates war, and it incorporates a kid and a brother and all that kind of stuff. And, of course, a dog. And who doesn't love a dog movie? So Max, I believe, is going to do pretty good at the box office. Remember the Jurassic World movie that now is out and you see it all over the place? It already has shattered so many box office records. It's up to like $1 billion. And to me, I don't know, I had no interest in seeing this, even though I like Chris Pratt, who was great in Guardians of the Galaxy. But $1 billion, wow. That says something, doesn't it? It says that there's something about the whole dinosaur thing and the lore of Jurassic Park, that it's like Rocky. Will it go up to Jurassic World 7? I'm not sure about that. And then, of course, coming up, too, is Paul Rudd as Ant-Man, which I've seen some of the previews for this, and it looks kind of funny that he's Ant-Man. So you think of all the superheroes you could play, and he gets to play a guy called Ant-Man. Very, very, very strange, right? All right, so the NBA draft, as we seg into the tiny sports shorts here, as I said I would mention this, the NBA draft is kind of a big deal because future superstars are usually, anyway, in the draft. And there was no surprises in the beginning. The T-Wolves took Towns, and the Lakers took Russell at 2. And, I don't think there was any blow-away surprises where you had Karl Anthony Towns, D'Angelo Russell, Jahlil Okafor, 1, 2, 3. I don't think there's any big surprises here. What happens is, or what the deal is how, now that the choices are made, where do they go from here? Now, for the Knicks fans, they were not happy about Porzingis. Is Kristaps Porzingis is who the Knicks took, and that's fourth overall in the draft. So you had people that were in the audience who were booing. How terrible is that? That's New York for you. So they were booing, and then he ended up, he's staying with them. There was no trade. There was none of that kind of stuff. So how about that? And then you have Frank Kaminsky, who was making fun of Charlotte last year when he announced his return to Wisconsin for his senior season. And he said something like, I know the NBA has their crazy fans and all, but if you look at all of their games, there are games when teams like the Bobcats get hardly any fans and it looks flat out boring. And guess who picked him? Charlotte. So be careful what you say. I think that was so prophetic. He probably had no idea that that's where he was going to end up. But he did end up there, and he was fun to watch, of course, in college. And now we'll see how he does as he segs into the pros. Because while you might be a star in college, often once you get past the draft and the excitement of it, what happens when you're doing those road swings and you go through what you have to go through as a rookie? So Towns, not a surprise, number one pick to the T-Wolves. D'Angelo Russell, not a surprise to the Lakers. Jahlil Okafor, maybe some wouldn't have thought he went to the Sixers, goes to the Sixers. And then the draft goes on from there. A couple of other people that we could mention, like Frank Kaminsky, obviously. And you look at Devin Booker, and Devin Booker overall was the number 13 pick. So how about that? All right, it's a wrap, folks, as we toss it to the other side. Hang with us. You made me feel so good inside. Hard to believe that all you wanted was done.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Edition of We Can Count. It is all about the numbers, after all. We say that again and again and again. Follow the numbers in many different ways, and you'll find the answers to some interesting questions. A lot of people embracing this Pope. The Pope is coming to the United States in September. He's going to Washington. He's going to New York. He's going to Philadelphia. And Pope Francis is, I mean, lots of people that aren't even Catholic like Pope Francis. He's jumped into some controversial issues. But one thing that he's not changing course on is the traditional line on birth control, divorce, and remarriage. There is a 78-page Vatican document written in Italian. It was released just a day or two ago. And the positions that they take on family and all that kind of stuff is the same. So the whole birth control deal, same. Gay marriage, same. Divorce, same. That has not changed. That has not changed. 78 pages, same thing. Same thing that the church has been saying for a long time. So a lot of the advocates for this Pope aren't going to necessarily be pleased with Pope Francis, because there hasn't been any movement on some things that, politically speaking, and ideology-wise has been a huge game changer across the United States and across the world. They're not acknowledging any of that and saying, nope, 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 nope. How about this? Homegrown fanatics cause most of the U.S. terror deaths since 9/11. The New York Times just did a story, a huge story on this, and they had statistical information from a place in Washington, D.C., that had crunched all these numbers, and the numbers showed exactly that since Al-Qaeda's attack on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, non-Muslim extremists have launched 19 attacks, killing 48 people. 7 attacks by self-proclaimed jihadists have claimed the lives of 26 people. And the information, by the way, comes from the Washington Research Center in New America. And the results of a study by the Triangle Center on Terrorism and Homeland Security and Police Executive Research Forum that's coming out this week found that even if the general public fears a greater threat from Muslim extremists, law enforcement doesn't. They're not worried about that. They did a survey, and this is interesting, of 382 cops and sheriff's departments to rank the 3 biggest threats from violent extremism where they are. 74% listed anti-government violence, compared with 39% who went with Al-Qaeda-inspired violence. So how about that? It is the lone wolves. It is the crazy radicalized in their own way for whatever reason peeps. It's not Muslim extremists. And of course, as I say on the show, one thing you have to give credit to is our intelligence people. As much as we can dog them for things that have happened, you can't dog some of the best for what they're doing because they have stopped some of these plots. That's not talked about quite as much. Here's another interesting story with numbers. You know, we watch China from afar and their, I'll call it their influence or their land grab, maybe, is a good way to say that. The currency, what's happening with currency, what's happening with so much else that China is doing. And so China is going to add it to its assets and it's what it's doing in space, in the sea, and in polar regions to its pending national security law. That's what they're saying. So they're drafting legislation. There's this newly established National Security Commission, and it covers a bunch of areas. So politics, culture, the military, economy, you get it, technology, environment, blah, blah, blah. And there's a group of about 200 members that are led by the, of course, ruling Communist Party, and they're working on adopting, you know, they're doing these readings and adopting this legislation because they say it's so broad and vague. But China is saying that they've got some real interests and security challenges and all that kind of stuff. So they're looking at other frontiers because they think it'll strengthen the security of what they're doing by having that in there. I mean, so how are they going to control that, I wonder? The space program, peaceful purposes. You know, the U.S. Department of Defense has highlighted the China's increasing space capability, saying it's pursuing aims to keep adversaries from using space-based assets during a crisis, which is true. So there has to be concern over that. For Antarctic and Arctic areas, they'd be looking at energy interests. We know that. So this is something to keep an eye on with the influence China is wielding, including what they have militarily, which has grown by leaps and bounds. You know, this is that whole thing, the art of war, keeping your enemies close, etc. Yeah, something to watch. This is a big thing, a very, very big thing, I would say, after all that we've been through with the whole Boston bombing, the Boston Marathon bomber, Jokar Smirnaev, facing his victims as he's sentenced to death. And there's about 20 victims on hand for, for that to be able to say something, to watch that. There's people who lost people who lost limbs. I mean, it was, of course, unbelievable. I mean, even statements read. Because how his fate played out, remember, of just three of 74 people have been sentenced to death in the United States for federal crimes. Did you know that? Since 1998, they've been executed. So only three of 74. And all the people that their lives were shattered. I just always think of the little boy who died, Martin Richard, and I think, for his family, just how awful that is. And Christy Campbell and Lynn Liu, and also Sean Collier, who was the police officer at MIT. And boy, oh boy. And it's hard to believe that that happened in April of 2013. So 2 years later, sentenced to death, facing the victims' families and facing the people, the victims of the crime, who lost legs, arms, all that kind of stuff. A handful of them also listening to his official sentencing. So how about that? We have this story from France. And we have Francois Hollande reacting. France summoned the U.S. ambassador on Wednesday and said that it is unacceptable what is going on with the whole spying thing. That spying on other presidents, spying on other countries simply cannot be tolerated. It's interesting because this kind of leaked out. The president's office said that diplomatic sources are showing, this is the reason why the U.S. Ambassador Jane Hartley had been called to meet the French foreign minister. The documents that were labeled top secret and had revealed spying on, Nicolas Sarkozy and Chirac before him and Hollande from 2006 to 2012 were published by WikiLeaks. So that leak happens after the president approved legislation ending the bulk telephone data dragnet, you know, that we've been talking about. And so I guess figuring, okay, we're burying all this. But President Hollande said, we will not target the communications of, we're not doing that with others. And, you know, it's unacceptable. So Hollande's office harkened back to 2013 when the U.S. promised not to spy on French leaders following what had happened with the NSA revelation that the wiretap was on the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. And remember, this all goes back to Ed Snowden. But now, of course, it's fresh info, and the dumping of fresh information has infuriated Hollande because all these revelations, they don't like it. So that's why they're calling to task our ambassador to ask. You know, The Guardian reported, remember, when Snowden revealed the mass U.S. surveillance activities, The Guardian reported that the NSA had listened in on the phone calls of 35 world leaders. So, of course, it's going to include France. While it's not known if Hollande's phone was bugged, they believe that they were being eavesdropped on when he came to the United States. So there you have it. Another edition of We Can Count in the Books. Stay with us. Much more to come on America Tonight.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.